From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant, 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock, is being blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history late Sunday, opening fire with assault rifles from a high-rise hotel room onto a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed, more than 500 wounded. Paddock, who had no previous criminal record, killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
It was an act of pure evil.
The president said the nation is in mourning.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
The president said he and the First Lady were praying for the nation in the wake of the tragedy.
We pray for the entire nation to find unity and peace, and we pray for the day when evil is banished and the innocent are safe from hatred and from fear.
Mr. Trump scheduled to visit Las Vegas Wednesday. A motive for the attack Sunday remains unclear. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said such an act is hard to prevent.
This is an individual who was described as a lone wolf. I don't know how it could have been prevented if we didn't have any prior knowledge to this individual.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement said at this point there is no connection with an international terrorist group. In Cameroon, the rights group Amnesty International said at least 17 have been killed in clashes between Anglophone protesters calling for independence and security forces. The clashes erupted on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the Anglophone Southwest with the rest of the French-speaking African country. Protesters said they have been marginalized by the Francophone government of longtime leader President Paul Biya.